First of all, good morning, and to all these good people, it's just good to be here. Amen. I want to talk about prayer this morning, the power of prayer. Amen. But let us pray. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity, for your grace and your mercy, for your traveling mercy, how you allowed us to come to this place, a house of worship, a place of prayer. And God, we know that you answer prayer. Bless these thy people, O God, as we go through from day to day. O God, bless Wise Ministry, O God, that it'll continue to stand, God. God, someone needs to hear a word from on high. And God, we pray now that you will use this thy servant. Give me the strength and send the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's just glad to be here. I just ask y'all to pray with me and for me. Amen. I know that there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to look at Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Amen. It's just good to see Barbara and the Browns and Kevin. I'm glad you're still singing. Amen. Amen. Did Kevin do a good job for us? Amen. 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 Ephesians chapter 3, starting with verse 13. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. How many of you know we are in this thing together? We are family of God. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love, and may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled, amen, again, with the fullness of God. Amen. I'm going to preach here in a minute. Amen. Now to him, talking about God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. And I just want you to look at verse 20. The power that worketh in us. Amen. I don't want you to look on the outside, but God says it's in us. Amen. And I just want to use for a theme for briefly the power of prayer. Amen. Amen. We've been talking about circumstances, and we're talking about the world and these United States and things that are going on in our own lives. Amen. We need God. Amen. To come into our situation. Is that right? The power of prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is talking to God and listening to God. Amen? And there's another part of prayer. Waiting for the manifestation. Amen? Come on here. Somebody, God is not a God that has no power. Amen? We have God that has what? All power. Come on, y'all not going to pray with me. Amen? There are three things, and I'm not going to be long. We need to pray on purpose. Pray to get results. Pray for God to help me to live according to his will for my life. Amen. Look. Pray on purpose. Amen. Don't be afraid to have the confidence that God will answer your prayer. Amen. Not some of the time, but all the time. Amen. Paul said, I bow my knees to the Father. Amen. There is power. I'm going to preach here in a minute. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We need to connect with God. Amen. Our inner man. Amen. Some of us are looking for God, but God is what? Inside of us. Amen. The Bible says that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen. And you don't ever have to pray the prayer, God, how much God loves you. Amen. God loves us unconditionally. Amen. He will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. You can depend on God answering your prayer. Look what Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. How many of you know that God wants you to know who he is? Amen. Come on here, somebody. God wants to know that he is the keeper of your soul. Amen. He is the keeper of your house. He is the keeper of your prayer. He even the keeper of my physical body and my mind, soul, and spirit. Y'all better say amen in here. There is some things that prayer is that communication with God, and we must follow God's direction. Pray our love for God and God's people. We need more love, amen, for one another. We need more care for one another. I don't understand how folks do not come to church anymore. How folks cannot love one another, amen, like God's supposed to, amen. Reason there's turmoil, amen, in this world is because people have lost focus and do not talk to God, amen. They get up in the morning, they don't talk to God. They go to work, they don't talk to God. They even come to the church house, huh, and they don't talk to God, amen. I want to leave with you four things that will help you to place your family into a spiritual environment, amen. Prayer is that instrument that God has given us to take us out of our situation and place us in a spiritual environment. Now, let me say something. Before we can place our family in a place, we need to be in a place. Yes, as an individual, amen, as a man and as a woman, as a son, we need to go before God, first of all. A lot of times we are trying to get God to do something, amen, for somebody else, and we need God to work on us, amen? Y'all not going to talk to me, amen? I'm not going to take long, amen? Number one, prayer brings wisdom from God to you, amen? Let me say that again. Prayer brings wisdom from God, amen, to you, amen? In other words, how many of you know God didn't need wisdom? He is wisdom, amen? But you and I, we need what? Wisdom, amen? We need an understanding on every situation that we are dealing with, amen? How to go to the doctor, how to pay our bills, how to talk to one another, how to minister in the church, how to do the work here in the wilderness. We need God's what? Wisdom, amen? And God doesn't, I tell people, God is not going to preach. He's not going to sing like Kevin. He's not going to attend church, amen, because God is the church, amen? And the gates of hell shall not prevail against him. Prayer brings wisdom from God to you. I'm talking about the power of prayer. Number two, prayer empties your heart and minds of all cares, amen? The Bible said, cast all your cares upon him, because he what? First cares for you, amen? So you and I need to learn how to talk to God, amen, on a daily basis to tell him, hey, look, we got to release that thing. We got to talk it out, amen? A lot of times the devil wants to push us back and suppress us, amen? Say you're not healed, amen? Things are going to go wrong, but God said, I'm going to make it right, amen? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. How many of you know if we follow the Lord, we're going to head it what? In the right direction. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. How many of you want God to order your steps? Amen. Prayer will cause God to intervene into your situation. Amen. A lot of times, believers, I'm talking about believers, I ain't talking about unbelievers, we don't understand the power that we have in prayer. Amen. Amen. Are y'all still here? Amen. Y'all shaking heads. Amen. I said, y'all still here. Amen. Amen. Prayer empties your heart and minds all you can. Do you understand? I'm going to say this. I feel the Holy Ghost talking to me. I'm a tongue talker, so don't you get upset, you know, that I start saying another language. But there's power, amen, when you build yourself up. I know some of you, I'm a Baptist boy, but I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost by the power of God that I have, some prayer power. But, you know, the devil cannot get in between you and God when you're talking to God. Amen. I don't care what you say. Amen. There's one place that the devil can't come. Amen. And he can't come anywhere around you unless God allows it. Amen. Come on here, somebody. So we got to stay connected with God. I don't care how bad the situation. Some of you might not know I was in the hospital for 4 days, but I stayed connected to God, amen, by prayer, amen. When nobody else was around, I was able to utter a prayer of faith, amen. Sometimes, amen, God will leave you out there in the wilderness all by yourself, but you're really not all by yourself, amen. He is right there, amen. He is just one whisper away, one word, amen, of faith, amen, in him. And it takes faith to believe that God will answer your prayer. I'm talking about the power of prayer. Prayer, emptying your heart and mind of all cares. How many of you got cares in here? I guarantee you the church can't help you. The preacher can't help you. The songs will not help you, amen. They'll get you into a place, but they will not help you, amen. Your husband cannot help you. Your wife cannot help you, amen. But God, amen. Look here. But God, amen. But God, amen. The Bible tells me there's power, what? In the name of Jesus, amen. You hear some great theologian there in the White House, in the name of our God, amen. The Bible said use what? The name of Jesus, amen. He didn't tell us to sugarcoat it or water it down, amen. I have prayed with presidents. I have prayed with great generals. And I told them, I said, when I come, I'm coming in the name of Jesus, amen. Wherever you go, you got to go what? In the name of Jesus, amen. He said there are some things I hear people pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's incorrect. The Bible said use what? The name of Jesus, amen. So we need to learn how to invoke the power of God, the presence of God, the provision of God, the purpose of God by what using what? The name of Jesus. Are you still here? Hallelujah. I thank God for prayer. Amen. Number three, prayer anchors itself in God. Now, let me explain that. Prayer anchors itself in God. There's something about when you start uttering a prayer of faith. God steps in. Amen. In other words, how many of you know what the Bible says, that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world? Why did God send the Holy Spirit? He sent the Holy Spirit to what? Empower us. Oh, I got to come out here and talk to you. Amen. To empower us so he can talk to himself. Hallelujah. He can talk to the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you, the inner man. Amen. Are you still here? The inner man. God is talking to himself. Amen. How many of you know he never leave himself? Amen. God is eternal. He wants to talk to himself. And watch this. When he talks to himself, hallelujah, and we are a child of the living God, when God talks to himself. Prayer calls God to talk to himself. That's why we need to be anchored in God. Amen. When God starts talking to himself, he manifests the blessing with what blesses us. Amen. That's why we got the outside part of the healing and the deliverance. Amen. God does not need to be delivered. Amen. Is that all right? God does not need to be healed. God does not need money, but he wants money to come to us. He wants healing to come to our place. He wants what? God does not need peace because he is peace. Amen. God does not need joy because he is joy. Amen. God does not need power because he is what? All power. Amen. God does not need wisdom because God is what? Wisdom. Amen. So what are you trying to do is to get it to our house. Huh? Get it to your house and your house and your house. Am I missing? And your house and your house and your house and your house and your house, your house and your house. But hold up now. I want to be selfish. He want to get it to my house too. Amen. God is a good God. He is no respecter of person. He wants to bless everybody in the house. And he want to bless everybody that's not in the house. Amen. God is no respecter of person. Amen. So prayer anchors itself in God. And if you get that understanding, you'll realize that God, when he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us, he's there all the time. The devil tried to step up in circumstances to what? To shut us down. Lastly, and I'm getting ready to close, amen. Prayer, number four, brings divine direction from God to you and your family. Listen to me. Prayer brings divine direction. How many of you need divine direction? Now, I'm going to say something about divine direction. Divine direction is not man's direction. Amen? Divine direction is direction from God himself. Amen? Prayer brings divine direction from God to you and your family. In other words, God will reveal some things to you. Just like this message that I'm preaching, I have studied several messages, but so God said, this is what I want here in the wilderness. Amen? When I got the call, I didn't know what I was going to preach. Amen. I looked here and I looked there and I looked here and I looked there. God said, you already got it. Amen. Amen. We need the power of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray for the forgiveness and repentance. Amen. The Bible says, amen. Amen. In Jude Chapter 1 and 2, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. And Jude 1 and 20, but love, build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Ephesians 6 and 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto all perseverance and supplication with all the saints. Amen. Amen. We need God's mercy. We need God's presence in our lives. And look what Paul says, amen. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. In other words, Paul is saying, look here, I'm going through something, amen. But because I'm going through, amen, because the preacher is going through, God is still what? God, amen. You and I are going to go through, amen. We're going to have some pain and something, but God said, be a good cheer. Amen. I have already overcome the world. Verse 14, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. If Jesus prayed, amen, amen, the great prophets prayed, amen, Isaiah, Jeremiah, all the great prophets of God prayed, amen. Oh, we moved into the New Testament. Paul is praying a prayer here, amen, a prayer, amen, for whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. In verse 16, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. In other words, God said, I will bless you, amen, over and over again. If you just call on me, even in the midnight hours, are you still here? In verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in love. I like that, amen. We need faith. People talking about they got faith, but they don't have any love. I challenge the Christianity, amen. You can't have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and not have love, amen. So we find ourselves in verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. In other words, God said, I am too big, hey, to fail you, amen. I got so much going on in my life, amen. In verse 19, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled, look, with all the fullness of God. How many of you need the fullness of God? Prayer will bring down the fullness of God, amen. Prayer is that element that the devil do not want you to pray, amen. He don't want the atmosphere to be set where you can pray. How many of you know it's very difficult to pray, amen? Especially when things are happening to you quickly, amen? When I was in the hospital, it looked like I just couldn't pray. But something inside of me. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, something inside of me start pushing me to prayer, amen? And that is the inner man, the Holy Ghost that's inside of you. He is the comforter. He's your power source. Yeah, God, he's the talker, amen? He is the mediator. He's the one that will get in touch with God when you can't, amen. When your mind say no, the Holy Ghost said yes. When circumstances say no, but the Holy Ghost says yes. The Holy Ghost will bring up a song, bring up wisdom, bring up comfort in the time of trouble. But I just stopped by for a little while this morning to let you know that God is not finished with you yet. Hold up now. He's not finished with me yet. Amen. And now the Bible said in verse 20, to him who's able to do. Look, I like that. To him, talking about God, who is able to do. Amen. God is able to do. And when God gets started, there is no heaven, there's no hell, no wind, no rain can or storm can stop our God. Amen. Able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Amen. God said, if you put it on your mind because I love you. Amen. I know all about it. Then I'm going to do it. You need a healing? I am the healer. Amen. You need something to do. Amen. For God to bring, give you a breakthrough. God said, I am the breakthrough God. Amen. According to the power that worketh in us. According to the power that worketh in us. I'm saying it again, according to the power that worketh in us, we got so much power that worketh in us. God said, I already brought wisdom to you. I already emptied your heart. I already anchored you in me. Amen. I already gave you divine direction for you and your family. Amen. You just keep on praying. Keep on worshiping him. Keep on thanking him for your goodness and your mercy. Keep on holding on to him, amen, to God's unchanging hand. God is a faithful God, amen. What he said he'll do, he'll do it. And God is an on-time God, amen. I like that scripture, Psalms 1 and 24, so I look unto the hills, with cometh my help. And my help cometh from the Lord who has made the heaven and earth. God will not sleep nor slumber. God will keep us, oh God. He'll keep us as we go out. He'll keep us as we go in. He'll keep us when we're up. Hallelujah. He'll keep us when it's down. He'll keep us while we're facing mountains. He'll keep us while we're facing Goliaths. God will keep us in health. He'll keep us when we're sick. He'll keep us when we're leaning. He'll keep us when we're standing straight. He'll keep us when we're sad. And God will keep us when we got joy. Amen. Lord is our keeper. The power of prayer. the power that worketh in us. Amen? Amen. Remember those four things. Prayer brings wisdom from God to you. Prayer empties your heart and mind of all cares. Prayer anchors itself in God. Prayer brings divine direction from God to you and your family. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit through prayer and supplications. Ephesians 6:18. Amen. I am through. Amen.